Welcome aboard our journey through Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Here's a tiny introduction to the Mishnah. There's a prohibition called Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means taking an object from one domain to another domain. So for example, if someone were to take something from their home, which is called a Rishus HaYachid, or a private domain, and bring it into a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, that would be the violation of Hotza'ah. But biblically, one does not violate it unless we have something called an akira. Akira means you pick the object up out of one of those domains, and you have a hanacha. You placed it into the other domain. So if a person picks up something that's in their home, they bring it outside and they put it back, they put it down, they had an akira where they uprooted it, they had hanacha where they placed it down. That totality is a violation of the iser, or the prohibition of hotzah. Now we'll see in this Mishnah that there are sometimes that the hotzah that they do is biblically prohibited, and sometimes it's only rabbinically prohibited. Let's see the Mishnah right away. The Mishnah says, Yitzios HaShabbos, taking out on Shabbos from property to property, Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim, are two that are four inside, which means to say like this, if somebody is standing inside, in a Rishus HaYachid, in a private property, there are two possibilities of Hotza'ah, of taking the object out, which would be biblically prohibited, and Shehein Arba, but there are really two more that would only be rabbinically prohibited. So in total, there could be four possibilities for the prohibition. Similarly, Ushtaim Shehein Arba Bachot, similarly for the fellow that's standing on the outside and bringing stuff in, there's two possibilities of biblical prohibitions, Doraisa, and two possibilities of rabbinic prohibitions, Dirabbanans. Now this Mishnah uses the example of an ani and a bal habayis. An ani is a poor person collecting alms, and a bal habayis is the homeowner. The homeowner stands inside his house. The ani, the poor person, the beggar, stands on the outside of the threshold, so he's in public property. Says the Mishnah like this, Ketzad, how are the applications previously discussed going to happen? Ha'ani omei bachotz, the poor person is standing outside, the beggar is on the outside, Ubal habayis bifnim, and the homeowner is inside of his home. Pashat he'ani es yado lifnim. Then the pauper stretches his hand out into the home, and in his hand is a basket, so that the homeowner could put some challah or something for him into the basket on Shabbos. V'nasan l'toch yado shabal habayis, and he takes the basket, and he places it into the hands of the homeowner. In that situation, he had an akira, he picked the object out from the private property, and he put it into the hands of the homeowner, that's a hanacha. So he had both of the prerequisites. Oh, shenatal mitocha, or the poor person took a gift from the hand of the homeowner, vahotzi, and he took the gift outside and put it into public property. So it comes out that he took the object from private property into public property. Ha'ani chayav, in those cases, the ani, the poor person, is going to be chayiv, he's going to be liable biblically for violating Shabbos, because in both of those cases, he took an item from one property and placed it into a different property. Baal habayis pater, the homeowner didn't even do anything, so he's not going to be liable for anything. It was all the ani, all the beggar. Continues the Mishnah. Pasha baal habayis es yadu lachutz. Let's say the homeowner takes his challah, and he takes it from inside of his home, and he places it outside, v'nasan l'toch yado shel ani, and he places the challah into the hands of the beggar. O shenatal mitocha, or the homeowner took the basket from the ani, and brought it, v'hichnis, he brought it into his home. Bal habayis chayiv, in both of those cases, the bal habayis, the homeowner, is liable, because there was an akira, and there was a hanacha. He picked the object up, and he deposited it into the other property. V'ani patur, and the pauper, the beggar, is totally not liable. He didn't do anything. Continues the Mishnah. So here would be the cases, and the upcoming cases are the cases that are only rabbinically prohibited, but not biblically prohibited. Pasha ta'ani es yadu lifnim, if the poor person reached his hand inside, and in his hand is the basket, v'nata balabayis, and the homeowner took the basket, mitocha, from the hands of the poor person. So it comes out that the poor person never placed it down in the private property, and the homeowner never took it from the public property. Or the poor person stretched out his empty hand inside, and the homeowner put something into the hands of the poor pauper, of a hotzi, and then the pauper took it out. Shnei and Peturim, they're both not liable biblically. They are both, however, rabbinically prohibited. Similarly, Pasha the Balabai says, Yada lechotz, if the homeowner stretched his hand outside and there was a chala or something for the poor person, v'natala ani mitocha, and the poor person took from his hand the loaf of bread. So it comes out the homeowner took it out, and the pauper was the one that put it into Rishos HaRabim, into public property. Osha nasan lesocha, or the poor person put his basket into the hands of the homeowner, ve'echnis, and the homeowner took the basket in. Shnei and peturim, in those cases they are both biblically not liable, but they are rabbinically liable, and it comes out we have a case of four biblical prohibitions, and each of those have a rabbinic prohibition as an outgrowth. Wishing you a wonderful, very successful upcoming day.